This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said the extradition of 2008 Mumbai terror attack accused Tahavur Rana from the United States is a great success of the Modi government's diplomacy. He said it is the responsibility of the government to bring back all those who have misbehaved with the people of India. Speaking on a private TV channel, Mr. Shah said it is a great achievement for the country that Tahavur Rana will face trial in an Indian court.
भारत की जमीन, भारत का सम्मान और भारत के नागरिकों के साथ दुर्व्यवहार भी किया है वो हमारे कानून के जद में लाना चाहिए और मैं मानता हूँ राणा का यहाँ वापिस आना ये मोदी सरकार की कूटनीति का बहुत बड़ी सफलता है.
Mr. Shah's comments came amid reports that Rana is expected to be brought to India in a special flight today. Rana's application against his extradition has been denied by the U.S. Supreme Court. The Home Minister also criticized Congress leader Rahul Gandhi, accusing him of spreading rumor on the Citizenship Amendment Act. He said not a single Muslim has lost his citizenship since the implementation of the CAA. The central government has appointed Narinder Mann, advocate, as special public prosecutor for conducting trial and other matters in the 2611 Mumbai terror attack accused Tahavur Rana case. In a Gazette notification, the Union Home Ministry said Narinder Mann has been appointed for conducting trial on behalf of the National Investigation Agency before the NIA special courts at Delhi and appellate courts for a period of 3 years. Ayushman Bharat Pradhan Mantri Jan Arogya Yojana will be launched in New Delhi today. The scheme will provide free health cover of 5 lakh rupees to each beneficiary family per year. Union Health Minister Jagat Prakash Nadda and Delhi Chief Minister Rekha Gupta will be present on the occasion. During the event, they will distribute Ayushman cards to the beneficiaries. Last week, the National Health Authority had signed an MOU with the Delhi government to implement this scheme. Through this scheme, the out-of-pocket expenditure has declined from 62% in 2014 to 38% this year. The scheme covers over 12 crore poor and vulnerable families, approximately 55 crore beneficiaries that form the bottom 40% of the nation's population. India's goods and services exports have crossed a record $820 billion in financial year 2024-25, despite economic uncertainties in global markets. The Commerce Ministry said this represents a close to 6% increase over the corresponding figure of $778 billion for the previous financial year. The figures were revealed at a meeting held by Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal with the Export Promotion Councils and industry bodies in New Delhi to discuss the emerging trade scenario. In a major development, US President Donald Trump has announced a 90-day pause on reciprocal tariffs for all but China. In a social media post last night, Mr. Trump said the 90-day breather will apply to reciprocal and 10% tariffs. The U.S. president said he was authorizing a 90-day pause as part of his tariff plan, but was also raising the tariff rate for China to 125%, effective immediately. Earlier yesterday, China retaliated with an 84% tariff on all goods imported from the U.S., which came into effect from midnight last night. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heavy rainfall at isolated places over Arunachal Pradesh, Assam, Meghalaya and Sikkim today. Similar conditions are expected over Bihar, Sub-Himalayan West Bengal and Sikkim, Tamil Nadu and Kerala. It said there will be heat wave and warm night-like conditions over Rajasthan, Madhya Pradesh and Gujarat today. In badminton, India's mixed doubles pair of Dhruv Kapila and Tanisha Krastu have advanced to the quarterfinals of the Asia Championships in Ningpo, China today. In IPL T20 cricket, Royal Challengers Bengaluru will take on Delhi Capitals at the M. Chinnaswamy Stadium in Bengaluru this evening. The match is scheduled to begin at 7:30 p.m. Delhi Capitals, unbeaten so far, are placed third on the points table with 6 points from 3 consecutive wins, while RCB with 3 wins from 4 matches sit in fourth place. And with that, we end this news bulletin.